The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Darren Owen in the studio to look ahead to the best of the action on Friday. We're going to look at three contests at Catterick, as well as having a little chat about the Grand National, something that I know that that Wizard rather likes. How are you doing, Wizard?
Yes, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, just trying to get through winter, another 4 or 5 weeks of it. Let's hope the weather turns the corner in time for the Cheltenham Festival.
Not had a great week, have we, in terms of keeping action on? And I mean, the old weather's sort of come to the rescue, if you like.
It has, but it's also drying up as well. Its resources are at full stretch. For instance, there were two selling races this week, one at Wolverhampton and one at Southwell, and both races developed into a match. There were two horse races. In fact, the one at Wolverhampton, I just can't remember a race like that because there were two runners. They were both owned by Midland Park Racing, same owner. So the all-weather's at full stretch. There are more demands on the all-weather this weekend. There's an additional Wolverhampton on Saturday because the forecast is pretty grim tomorrow ahead of Saturday's racing. Sandown Park Saturday could be an all-chase programme.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want my last pound on Weatherby being on because of the weather forecast the way it is, and Force Lass is also a meeting that could be under threat. I think the best meeting, I've got to say this, I think the best meeting this weekend is potentially the Musselburgh meeting on Sunday, which is great to have quality racing on a Sunday afternoon. So we've got that. There's a jumpers bumper meeting at Kempton on Friday, so that's good for the jumping.
Good initiative shown there as well, isn't
precisely
there?
It's a good opportunity for the jumping fraternity. Do you know the thing that's worrying me, Alex?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a great deal of cold weather this winter.
Very true.
Have
we lost anything to frost? I don't think we have we?
Maybe one meeting, Kelso. Mm. And I like to get the cold weather out of the way by the end of February.
Yeah.
And I've got this horrible feeling it's going to be a repeat of last year. Come that second week in March, the Cheltenham Festival, the temperatures are going to dip and we'll be talking inspections.
That did happen last year, didn't it?
It did. I'd rather have it now.
Yeah.
You know, get it out of the way. But it looks as though tomorrow is going to be wet and wild.
Yes, it does. Catterick will be on, won't it?
It's the standard bearer. It's flying the flag for jump racing.
So we'll look at three contests at Catterick in just a second. Just going to brush over some news. Mentioned it on yesterday's podcast, but a bit more news on the fact that Aurora Zoncor has been retired. Obviously, we brought that news yesterday. But now a development in that. Vets are happy after a successful operation. Just a quote here from the Racing Post. The operation to repair the leg fracture, which forced Grand National winner Aurora Zoncor into retirement, has been completely successful. And the 12-year-old was back on his feet yesterday. Good to hear, Wizard, first and foremost. Grand old horse. Ran pretty well at Doncaster, it has to be said, at the weekend. But something clearly wasn't right. But spotted, fixed, and hopefully he can enjoy his retirement now.
I thought he ran a blinder on Saturday.
Well, I actually backed him.
Yeah, I thought he ran a blinder in the old Great Yorkshire on Saturday, considering that ground wouldn't be his cup of tea.
Bottomless, wasn't it?
Because he is a good ground horse. He's what I call a spring horse. As was proven at Aintree last April. But the main thing is, the operation's gone well. He is going to hopefully enjoy a very, very long, happy retirement, deservedly so, having won the National.
Absolutely. Just on the subject of the National, I'll just run you through the betting currently for the 2014 renewal. 20-1 joint favourites Monbeg Dude and Triolo de Len at the minute. And then we've got a whole host of horses on 25-1. Corbett Station, God's Me Judge, Hawks Point, Long Run, Mossy Joe, Mountainous, On His Own, Prance de Beauchene, Rocky Creek, T for Three, and Tidal Bay. Obviously, you can give a chance to so many at the minute.
I'm not prepared to nominate anything at the moment, not until Phil Smith's done his job.
Okay.
Because the Grand National betting will really take shape in a fortnight's time.
Yes.
The weights are published on the 11th of February. And then we'll have more of an idea. Because, of course, what the handicapper tries to achieve when allotting the weights for the world's greatest sporting event is he tries to give the top-class horses a chance. So, in other words, they're not going to be asked to give the usual amount of weight to the lesser types. Because this is... It's a freak race, isn't it? It's 4.5 miles. There's no other race like it in the calendar. Just looking at the top of the market at the moment, Triola de Len won the Hennessy. Top-class form.
Has form over these fences as well.
Hennessy winners don't have a great record in the National. But, as you've just said, has form over these fences, which is very, very important, having won the Topham last spring.
Mm-hmm.
Colbert Station, he wasn't one of my horses going into the race last year, got as far as the chair and seat of the Great AP. Long Run, I can't have him on my radar for Aintree. Mombeg Dude, he's certainly got ability, a little bit on the enigmatic side, but we know he stays.
Certainly interesting,
still,
Mombeg Dude.
He's not one that's going to be at the top of my list.
No, needs the ground, I think, to be pretty soft as well.
Yeah, and you very rarely get that come Grand National Day.
Yeah.
Rocky Creek is on my list, though he did look a very tired horse last week. T for Three, got to respect, having been there before. I just think he might be one of those nearly horses when it comes
possibly.
To the National.
Possibly.
You know, we've seen many of them over the years. Tidal Bay, can't have Tidal Bay, but it's going to be his last race. And
I could see him
creeping into a place, but not winning the race. Alfie Sherrin's definitely on my shortlist. I think the horse could hopefully get in on a nice weight. Balthazar King, no, can't have him. Hawks Point, interesting. Yeah, looking at the top list today, this is pre the weights, there aren't many that I would back.
Okay, well, right? That's interesting.
Okay, there's only maybe a couple. It will take shape.
Certainly will.
Come Feb 11th when the handicapper publishes the weights.
Absolutely, can't wait for that.
That's great, isn't it?
It's one of the races that you just...
It's the race. It is the shop window of this great game
what
of ours.
What I'm trying to say, Wizard, is I think I look forward to the National far more than Cheltenham. Even though it's only one race.
Yeah, listen, I adore Cheltenham. We know how good Cheltenham is. But you ask your average racing pro what ignited his or her interest in this great game of ours. And I reckon the biggest percentage will say watching the Grand National as a youngster.
Very true. I'm just a bairn.
What does that mean?
A bairn?
Yeah.
Do you know what a bairn is?
Of course I do. a baby, a
yes,
youth.
When I was a nipper.
Yeah, knee high to a grasshopper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was Sunny Bay.
It was Sunny Bay.
The horse
that
got me
into
racing.
We all have our memories.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go back to Red Rum.
Yes.
I actually, you're probably tired of this story, but I actually bought the race card on eBay 18 months ago from Red Rum's first Grand National, 1973, which is, by the way, the best horse race you will ever see as long as you draw a breath. That 1973 Grand National. Peter Bromley, when he did the radio commentary, summed it up. After the fourth horse crossed the line, which was the Great Spanish Steps, one of my favourite horses as a kid, he said, "You'll never see a race like that in 100 years." Spot on. What a race. It had everything. That was a great Grand National. Les Cargo was third. He was a dual Gold Cup winner. What a tremendous race.
I'll be honest with you, Wizard. I could talk about the Grand National, and I know you could, for many a long hour.
Shall we?
No, we need to look at three races at Catterick. We're running out of time here. We'll start with the 140. None of these horses will be running in the Grand National this year. But it looks like a decent opportunity. There's a juvenile hurdle over 2 miles, six runners down to go to post, and we've got What's likely to be a very short price favourite in Arlem at Fort John Ferguson's Yard.
Who will win again? Mm. Comfortable winner here over the Christmas period. Lightly race source on the flat as well. Didn't have a lot of mileage on the flat. I think Arlem will hack up in this juvenile hurdle. Presents a nice, easy opportunity. We know he's got to defy a penalty, but I think he'll win.
Okay. In terms of dangers, what would you take to follow him home? Would it be Colonel Kirkup maybe for the Dodds Yard?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay then. Next up is the 2:45 that we're going to look at. It is a novice's hurdle. 2 miles, 3 furlong the trip. 8 runners down to go to post. The market would seem to be formed around 2 horses here. Donald McCain's Classic Move and Vice It Virtue. A horse that I believe you've napped in the past, Wizard.
I have. I saw it. This is a good race. Now, this is one of Catrick's best races of the whole jump season. Mm. Just look at last year's race, right? Get back in line when it won it last year. It beat, off the top of my head, King of the Wolves.
It was King of the Wolves.
Special Catch was
Special
in the
Catch
race.
Was back and forth. Dreams of Milan. Yeah, Yorkist. These are all horses that have come
Morning
out
Royalty
and
was that in the race?
Morning Royalty was third.
Yeah, it was a good race. Mm. And it's a good race again. There are two very, very nice horses. It's a duel, in my opinion, between Vice Virtue and Classic Move.
Lovely French accent.
Yeah,
there,
fantastic for a Welshman. they've both shown, they've got ability. I was really, really impressed with Vice Virtue's win at Carlisle. Goes in heavy ground. Henry Daly is having a tremendous season. Classic Move was... Was it Bangor or Haydock? I can't remember now where it won last
Classic
time.
Classic Move last time out was at Bangor.
At Bangor. Another one who shapes with plenty of ability and promises a lot. I think it's down to these two. I'm going to side with the Daily Horse.
Okay. Vice Virtue in the 2:45. The final race that we'll look at is the 3:55 from Catrick. Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. We've just got the 7 runners down to go to post. Obviously, testing going, not so much a stamina test over this trip, but it will take a little bit of getting. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, it will take some getting. I'm going to take a chance with Kai Kate, who was still in the mix last week at Wetherby when unseating. I think the horse was hampered. It was messed about at the top of the straight and unseated. Has got winning form in the book this season. So I'm going to take a chance with the Will Kinsey-trained 8-year-old.
Okay. The racing comment, if you like, for that race.
I wrote it, so you don't have to tell me.
Did you?
Yeah. I was there.
What did it say?
It says something like it might be still close up or something like that when pushed along and hampered an unseated rider. Was it 3 out?
Close enough.
4
out. 2 lengths down in third and staying on when hampered and brought down next. So 3 out it is.
No, hang on.
It is.
Look, which side are you on? You're on the wrong side,
I'm on
man.
I
wrote the Racing Post comment. What an imbecile. Now, I actually wrote the official Jockey Club record for this race,
which is the Racing Post site.
Right, it's the BHA's official record of this race.
Shall I find it, Wizard?
He wasn't brought down. He hampered and unseated.
Well,
not my words.
Are you saying? Okay, that's fine. I can't find it, actually.
There's a difference between brought down and hampered and unseated. When you're brought down, the horse has got to be on the floor.
True.
This was not on the floor.
Okay.
It was inconvenienced and the jockey fell off.
I'll take your word for it.
Which means hampered and unseated.
And you think it'll win at Catrick?
I think he's got a tremendous chance of winning at Catrick.
Okay, lovely. Kai Kate the pick there in the 3:55. Great stuff, Wizard. Thank you very much for your time and we'll catch up soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.